Can we all please say silent prayer to prepare our hearts? Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our Saturday morning Sabbath worship. Can we please sing hymn 130? 130.
Come to the Lord to seek His rest. On this the Sabbath day, He has bestowed on those who believe the wonders of His love, the wonders of His love, the wondrous wonders of His love. Jesus, our Lord, wherever this day, with joy and love for all, so to let us list to His call, and gather here as one, and gather here as one, and gather here as one. No more shall sin control our hearts, let God instead be King, for light and life are from His hand, for now and evermore, for now and evermore, for now and evermore. Heaven on earth shall here be seen, on this the Sabbath day, the poor now wish, the Lord now is. On the best is in hand, on the best is in hand, on the earth, on the best is in hand.
We give all praise, all thanks, all glory to our Lord Jesus. We will pray. In our prayer, we shall hand this morning Sabbath into the hands of the Lord. May He guide, lead, and to bless. In the name of Jesus, we will kneel down to pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Arrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. For this morning Sabbath, we will discuss into this topic, to seek for help and to help. So we will discuss to seek for help and to help. Let us again recall back this event about Zacchaeus. So we want to recall back this event about Zacchaeus. How Zacchaeus, he sought for help. Let us refer to Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 19. We will discuss Luke chapter 19 verses 1 to 10. Luke chapter 19 verses 1 to 10. So here we can see this event about Zacchaeus. As what we say, he sought for help. Let us firstly see verse 2. Verse 2. There was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. So here, firstly it tells us there was this man. His name was Zacchaeus. Who is he? Let's see verse 9. Verse 9. Verse 9, the lower part says, he is a son of Abraham. So he is a descendant of the son of Abraham. So he's an Israelite. He's a Jew. God's covenant people. So the name Zacchaeus means one who is pure. So we can see this Zacchaeus. And then verse 2 say, he was a chief tax collector and he was rich. Here, so he was a chief tax collector, he was rich. At the time there was this taxation, the Romans, they have this taxation. It's just like today, our income tax. So there's this taxation, they collect tax for the income, for trading, export, import. And also for the use of the highway, there's also a tax. So there are those who seated at the tax booth, or those who go down to the people to collect tax. There were those who also sat in the office. But then here, mentioned that this Zacchaeus, he was a chief tax collector. So we can see his status is even higher. So this Zacchaeus, he is a chief tax collector and he was rich. So as far as status, as far as wealth he has, so by right, we believe he is one who is quite secure, stable, economically, financially. We also believe he should live a very happy life, a very luxurious, pleasurable, pleasing life. So we believe everything should be all right, everything should be okay, everything should be fine. So here, it tells us concerning this man, Zacchaeus. Okay, let's continue to see further. Verse 3. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was. Why? So, the question is why? Why Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was? Most probably, he must have heard much about Jesus. Possibly, so he had heard much about Jesus. That's why he wanted to see who this Jesus was. But the main question is still why? Why? That is to say, why he wanted to seek Jesus is because we believe Zacchaeus, he felt that there's a need of help. He needed help. Just now we say, by right, everything should be okay. Everything should be all right. Everything should be fine. He has status. He has wealth. Life should be very happy for him. But then, is it like this? No, it is not like this. And then the question is, was he pure or not? Zacchaeus means pure. But is Zacchaeus pure? Verse 2 say, he was rich. He was a chief tax collector. But how? How did he gain such wealth? For example, let us see verse 8. Verse 8, there's this phrase that says, if I have defrauded anyone or anything. That is to say, at times they use this method of defraud to falsely accuse, to give trouble, difficulties. So, you don't pay me extra. I am the chief tax collector. You don't pay me extra. So, I will falsely accuse you. I will defraud you. I will bring you problem. So, that is how he gained his wealth. So, if you want to say whether he's pure or not, in this aspect, he's not pure. But then, what we want to say also is that this Zacchaeus, actually, he is pure. He is pure. Why? It is because he knows himself. He recognized himself. He saw himself. He never put on a mask. Today, there are many people who put on a mask. What we see him is maybe not the true self. Why? Because he's putting on a mask. For example, members, when they come to church, so when they come, we see them like very joyful, very peaceful. Everything is okay. Everything is all right. Like they are very zealous. Their faith is very good. But at times, is this true or not? At times, it is not true. Why? Because there's a tendency to put on the mask. So what we see or what we recognize that person is not the true person. It's not the true self. He is only putting on a mask. Maybe in church, he's like this. Maybe at home, a different person. Maybe in the outside world, another totally different person. At times, it can be like this. So, this Zacchaeus, he is very pure. Very pure. Why? Because he never put on a mask. He knew himself. How did he know himself? He knew himself. Let's see verse 7. Verse 7. Verse 7, there's this phrase that says, he has gone to be a guest of a man who is a sinner. Especially tax collectors. What more? This chief tax collector. So, in society, he is reckoned as a sinner. A sinner. But then, we can see, this Zacchaeus, he is pure. He know himself. He know himself as what? I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. What else? Let's see verse 10. Verse 10. Here, there's this phrase also that say, to save that which was lost. To save that which was lost. Therefore, we can also see here, Zacchaeus recognized, I'm lost, I'm lost. So, therefore, we can say that this Zacchaeus, he is pure. He is pure. Here, he was trying to see who Jesus was. Why? Because he needed help. He saw himself. I'm a sinner, I'm lost, I need help. So, he was looking for someone to help. Maybe this Jesus, whom I have heard so much about, is able to help me. Therefore then, in this aspect, we can see he was pure. Like what we say, he never put on a mask. What about us today? Is it everything okay? Is it everything all right? At times, maybe in our family, we have a lot of problem. Or interpersonal relationship, maybe finance, economy, many more things. Maybe also sin. So therefore then, at times we may have a lot of issue, a lot of problem, but we put on a mask. We don't want to see the true self. Or we don't want others to see the true self. And what more? We ourselves try to deceive ourselves. Everything's okay. Everything's all right. I'm okay. I'm fine, I am good. By doing like this, we are not helping ourselves. We are not pure. There was one time, many years back, there was this newspaper article. So there was this girl, she sat for her exam. It was a receipt. After sitting for the exam, so there was this holiday. She went back to her hometown. She was studying her outstation. So she went back to the family during the period of holiday. What happened? After a few days, she went up to a very high building. She jumped. She committed suicide. So the family was shocked. The family was shocked. Why? So there was this interview. The newspaper came out. So the whole family was shocked. Why? Because they could see nothing in their daughter. They could see nothing. Nothing wrong with her. She's okay, she's all right, she's normal. So when she was at home, she was putting on a mask. And she did it very well. That not even the family members is able to see that actually she had a lot of problem. There was also this pressure in her to the extent she became so stressful, also very depressed. Most possibly, she did not do well again in the receipt. Maybe there's this expectation from the family, so she cannot handle the situation, the circumstances, the pressure at the time. So because of this, at times, when we are troubled, disturbed emotionally, mentally, so a person can be unstable. Many things will appear in the mind. So maybe she thought to herself, the best way to solve all this issue, all this problem, or maybe not bringing shame to the family, so the best solution is to jump, to end the life, to commit suicide. So she was putting on a mask. She cannot handle the situation, the circumstances. Therefore, she chose that path. By right, she should seek for help. So here, we can see this Zacchaeus. We can say that this Zacchaeus, he was actually also very pure. He saw himself. I'm a sinner, I'm lost, I need help. Let's continue to see. Verse 1 speak about how Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. So here we can see this Zacchaeus, he took the opportunity, the chance. He took the opportunity, the chance. He had heard so much about Jesus. Now hearing Jesus was passing through Jericho. So he was trying to see who this Jesus was. Maybe this Jesus can help me. So he had already decided. Just now we say that he already recognized. He already acknowledged. Yes, everything is not all right. Everything is not fine. I have a problem. I have an issue. I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I need help. So therefore then, he already made that resolution, determination. I need to seek for help. So he took that opportunity, the chance. So Jesus was entering Jericho and was passing through. Today, likewise, same with us. If we are true to ourselves, if we recognize that we have issue, we have problem. Maybe now, extended MCO, maybe we feel so depressed, or like a prison, so depressed, no freedom, or many things may come to the mind. Not only this time, maybe other time, or this time, economically, we are also worried for the economy, our jobs, our finance, many things. So very troubled. What more other times in our life, we may face a lot of pressure, a lot of challenges. So there may be a lot of issue, a lot of problem in our life. So maybe we have come to a state whereby I realize this, I need help. So I resolute, determine that I must go and seek someone. But then we must take opportunity, chance. Just like this Zacchaeus, he took hold of chance, opportunity. At times, the inspiration, at times the motivation in us always changes one. Now I decide that I need to turn to someone. I need help. But at times, the mind, the contradiction, the conflict in us always changes. Now I'm ready, but the next second, we may tell ourselves, better not. I keep this matter to myself. So, at times, we need to take the chance, opportunity immediately. If now we feel ourselves to be very stressful, very depressed, immediately, if you already make the decision to look for help, go immediately, go and seek someone for help. Of course, you can kneel down to pray, to ask the Lord, to give you the calmness. But then, you can also call up someone, church ministers, church committee members, or brothers, sisters, whom close to you, whom you can pour out your heart. You go and immediately do it. Take hold of chance, opportunity. If you don't take hold of chance, opportunity, that inspiration, that motivation at times, just pass like this, and then your heart changes. So, we can see Zacchaeus, he know how to take hold of chance, opportunity. Let's continue to see. Was everything okay? Was everything fine? Let's see verse 3. Verse 3. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was and was unable because of the crowd. He was small in stature. So here we can see everything was not smooth, was not fine. Even though he has made the resolution, determination, I need help. He also took the chance, opportunity. But things does not work out as he thought it would be. So there was this hindrance, there was this obstacle. And this hindrance, obstacle, we can see that it can come from external or internal. So the external is that he was unable because of the crowd. This is something he had no control. The external and the internal, especially the internal factor, he had no control. That is to say, he was more in stature. He is one who is short. So here we can see there was hindrances, obstacle. It comes from external, internal. So today we should also recognize this. Even though we make that resolution, I need help, I want to turn to someone, I want to take hold of that chance, opportunity, but then things may not turn out smooth. Possibly there will be hindrances, there will be obstacles from external factors, from internal factors. But then, should we give up? At times, we may give up. Or we say, it does not run my way. It's fated. Some people may be so negative. But no, never give up spirit. We must not have a give up spirit. There can be solution. Even though there are obstacle hindrances, we must find the solution. So what happened? There was solution. Let's see verse 4. Verse 4. So, he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, for he was about to pass through that way. So, here we can see Zacchaeus. He never gave up. Even though there are obstacle hindrances, external, internal, must solve it. So, how to solve? The external, he was unable because of the crowd. So what did he do? Verse 4, he ran on ahead. The street, the line, a lot of people, but he ran ahead until there is a space. So he solved these external obstacle hindrances. And then there's the internal that he cannot change. He was more in stature. So what was the solution? Verse 4, he climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him. So there can be solution. Only never give up spirit. After that, what happened? Let's see verse 5. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, actually, Zacchaeus, trying to see who Jesus was. Zacchaeus was seeking for help. He was trying to see who Jesus was. But actually what happened? It is Jesus who found him. Jesus found him. Jesus knows the heart of people. So it was Jesus who saw Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. But now it was Jesus who saw Zacchaeus. Jesus saw the heart of Zacchaeus. So Jesus said, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Verse 6, he hurried and came down and received him joyfully, gladly. So, actually, Zacchaeus found Jesus, but on the other hand, it was Jesus who found Zacchaeus. So, when Jesus found Zacchaeus, or rather, when Zacchaeus found Jesus, so if we have Jesus, there'll be joy, there'll be gladness. But after that, what happened? Was everything okay? Was everything fine? Let's see verse 7. What happened? When they saw it, the people, the crowd, when they saw it, they all begin to grumble, saying, he has gone to be a guest of a man who is a sinner. So the people were grumbling. They were grumbling about Jesus. They say, he has gone to be a guest of a man who is a sinner. Who heard this? Jesus heard this. Who else heard this? Zacchaeus also heard this. Zacchaeus, able to hear the people say, he has gone to be a guest of a man who is a sinner. Zacchaeus was not angry. Zacchaeus, he acknowledged, he already know himself. He recognized, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I need help. But then here, very important is that at this time here, he now know Jesus. Firstly, he wanted to see who Jesus was. But now, he know Jesus. He experienced Jesus. Actually, the people were grumbling, grumbling and saying, he has gone to be a guest of a man who is a sinner. That is to say, in the mind of this Zacchaeus, who are you, Jesus? Why are you willing to be mocked, to be scolded, to be grumbled by the people? Why are you able, or why are you willing to accept or to take all this for my sake? Who are you, Jesus? You and me have no relationship. But why are you so willing to accept the grumbling, the mocking, the scolding of the people because of me. So, we believe this was the turning point. This touched and moved Zacchaeus so much. Who are you, Jesus? Why? Why are you willing to bear the grumbling, the scolding, the mocking of the people because of me? So, it touched this Zacchaeus so much. So, what can we see here? That is to say, we must also be like Jesus, one who is willing to help. One who is willing to help. We are able to see a person wanting to seek help. But then here we can also see a person willing to help. That's why our topic we want to discuss to seek for help and to help. So we must also be like Jesus. Willing to help. Willing to shoulder the burden of people. Willing to give the people our shoulder. Willing to give people our ear to listen to their predicament, to their sorrows, to their tears. So we must be willing to do like this. A little bit of our attention, a little bit of our time, a little bit of our help, a little bit of our words, maybe it meant nothing to us, but to the other party, it can mean so much. So very important. Today, we should be able to be like Jesus to do this work, to willingly shoulder the burden of the people, willing to give our ears to them, our heart to them, our help to them. So this actually touched this Zacchaeus so much. It touched Zacchaeus so much. Therefore then, we are able to see the response. We are able to see the response. Let us see verse 8. So Zacchaeus, he was so touched, he was so moved. One who is willing to help, to shoulder his burden, willing to receive the mocking, the scolding of the people. So verse 8, Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." Here we are able to see that this Zacchaeus, he wants to set things right. There was this resolution, determination, and this willing action. So here we can see he willing to set things right. So he willing to confess, willing to repent, to compensate all those wrong that he had done. So what happened? Let's see verse 9 and 10. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." So here, we are able to see how this Zacchaeus, he was truly blessed. He received help. All his issue, all his problem is solved here. And then he was really blessed. If we see verse 5, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." So we can see, "Today I must stay at your house." But what else further? Verse 9, Jesus said to him, "Today," again today, "salvation has come to this house." Earlier was, "Today, I must stay at your house." But now, today, salvation has come to this house. So, the one was lost, a sinner, he received help, he was blessed. He received grace, mercy, especially in this time of need. So here, what can we learn? So, we want to discuss, the topic is to seek for help and to help. Therefore, we must learn like Zacchaeus. We must also learn to be like Jesus. Zacchaeus is to tell us to seek for help. So today, if we have any problem, you must be true to yourself. Don't put on a mask. Just like just now we mentioned, the very young girl, She put on a mask. It will not help. Because we have no control at times of our mental health, our emotion. At times, the pressure is too great, too stressful, too depressed. And then, it will cause a person not to be rational in our mind, in our thoughts. A person can do foolish things. So, today, don't do like this. You must recognize ourselves. If I have issue, if I have problem, or if I am feeling the pressure, very stressful, depressed, you turn to someone. Of course, we can turn to Jesus. Read His Word that gives us hope, encouragement, peace. We can pray. Also, the Lord can give peace. But what we can do besides this is to turn to someone for help. Of course, today, the government they do provide, I also receive SMS from the government. Many times they will send SMS to update. So recently, an SMS say, if you need any help, mentally, your mental health, you can contact this number. Of course, there are also the befrienders. We can call this group befrienders. But what more today, brothers, sisters, we can turn to one another for help. So that is to say, truly, today, don't hide yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Everything is okay, all right. When truly you need help, please go and seek someone for help. Pour out what is in your heart. Otherwise, it will not benefit us. So today, we need to seek help if there is some issue, problem. Don't confide to yourself. And then, we can also learn from Jesus to be like Jesus to help. We must be willing to help. Let us see Romans. Romans, let us see chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, verse 1. Romans 15, verse 1. Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not just to please ourselves. Today especially, we should reach out to all those people. We who are strong ought to bear the weakness of those without strength, not to just to please ourselves. Besides this, there are so much Bible verse telling us, we are all one family. Their joy is our joy. Their sorrow is our sorrow. To shoulder, to bear one another burden. This is love. This is the law of liberty. So today, we need to be like Jesus. Reach out to people. Willing to give our shoulders, our ears, to listen to them. Be very patient. To us, it may not mean a lot. But to the other person, it meant so much. It can change the situation, the circumstances. So let us do this work. So today's sermon, to seek for help and to help. So let us learn from Zacchaeus. And then let us also be like Jesus, willing to help, reach out to people. May our Lord Jesus continue to guide and to lead us in these difficult times, especially also to strengthen our mental health, our emotion health, emotional health, our spiritual health in these difficult times. And if we need help, please seek help. And for us who are strong, let us help others. We give thanks to our Lord. Let's sing hymn 145.
Trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus then is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him what trusting Jesus, that is all. Rightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While He leads, I can before. Fasting Jesus daily saw, fasting as the moments fly, fasting as the days go by, trusting Him what had before, trusting Jesus daily saw, singing if my way is clear, praying if the path be real, even danger for Him call, trusting Jesus daily saw, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him what had before, trusting Jesus daily saw, trusting Him while life shall last, trusting Him till earth be past, till we win the jasper war, trusting Jesus daily saw, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him what had before, trusting Jesus daily saw.
We give our praise, all thanks, all glory to our Lord Jesus. In our prayer, let us remember to pray for those who are sick, those who are weak. Remember to pray for our members throughout the world who are facing this crisis, this threat, this danger. We pray that the Lord will give us peace and may the Lord guide us through these difficult times. Also continue to pray also for the country, for everyone. May the Lord bless each and everyone. In the name of Jesus, we will kneel down to pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Our
We give thanks to our Lord. Our morning Sabbath worship, we end here. May God's peace be upon each and every one of us. Amen.